Hi, Susan. Thought maybe her name was Clara. Clara Nett. Sorry, that's Billy Benton. It started tonight at dinner. We've been throwing puns out all night. It just can't stop. All right. Praise God. Amen. Father, thank you for your servant. Lord, thank you for an artist. You're not just a musician. You're an artist. You're very creative. There are things that are fresh and new to you every morning, like the mercy of God. I love that verse, don't you? His mercies are new every morning. But with his mercy, and you are a mercy person. You ooze mercy. Even when you play your instrument, it's full of merciful sounds. I mean, I've heard clarinet players, and it's unmerciful. Your tone, your quality, your melody lines, your improvisation, it's all merciful. Because it complements. You're not trying to be. You're right back in the corner. You don't want to be a center stage. You don't want to be the soloist. You want to complement. You want to be on the team. You want to fill in the little holes. And you're very merciful. And that's who you are. And there's a creativity that flows in you every single day. I believe there's something poetic about you as well. I believe you like to write, and you can write poetry. And even the way you even write a friendly note or a letter, it's poetic in its heart and in its delivery and its style. I even think you use different colors when you write. You're not just a black pen, blue pen person. Sometimes you even like to dazzle them with a little calligraphy or something that's not just normal. It's because you're just like the creative ways, and that comes out of your creator. He is a creator. In the beginning, God created. That's the opening of the word, isn't it? And so you are his creation. You are full of his creativity. And here's the thing. I don't believe you keep it to yourself. I see you working with young people. I see you with students. And I see you just pouring out into other people. And you encourage them in their creativity. And say, that's good, but have you ever thought about trying this? And you just, there's a great, that merciful encouragement flows right into other people. And they feel creative around you. You absolutely have the gift to release, out of the mercy of God, creativity in other people. Because I just see some people continuing to come to you. I see young people continuing to come, students that are all shut down on the inside. They're closed up. They're shut down. They have been so morphed by society and so they've been sculpted small inside. They've been shut down, and you're going to open them up, and you're going to pray for them, and you're going to demonstrate, and you are going to just fill their head with creative seeds that are going to sprout into all kinds of things. And you'll be their greatest cheerleader and their coach. And you'll call them champions and artists. And you'll use even language they're not even used to. And you also, see, that's part of this thing in you, this creative. You're a linguist. You like words. And you like to work with words. And you like to work them just right. And this is all part of how God made you. And you're just such an asset to every situation, every team that you've ever been on. You've been an asset, not a liability. It's important for you to hear. You've always been an asset and not a liability. God's going to say it one more time. Every team, everywhere God has configured you to touch other humans, family, friends, community, you have been an asset and not a liability. Because there was a time when that's all you even could think about, is what a liability you were. And God says, no, that's not how he sees you. That's not how he made you. And God wants you to just soak in that revelation that comes from him. Your father, who's in heaven tonight, says, like we just said over the young man, this is my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. Amen.
And I hear the Lord saying that, even in your creative anointing, this is a season where you're stepping into where things are about to get messy in a good way. I see you coloring within the lines, coloring everything very neatly. You like everything neat. You like everything in order. But God's about to stir some things up and cause things to happen in a non-traditional way. And it's a good thing that God is going to begin to release. He's going to show you how he moves even outside of the normal ways he's moved in your life. So the Lord says there are new ways that he's going to open and expose to you and show you I'm involved even in those ways as well. I saw a picture of a metronome, and I know the metronome is what kind of keeps the rhythm on a piano, and I saw you playing outside of the timing of the metronome. And the Lord says there's a new anointing coming for you to just move in a different way. There's a new sound and a new release and a new expression that's about to come through you that's not come through you before. For you've been open to the move of God. You've been open to let God, you've known God flow, that God flows through you. You've been open to it. But there's a new anointing. It's a new season. It's a new day that God wants to flow in a new way. So again, there's a new, I see you now teaching and sharing others. God is really going to release a new sharpness in your teaching. I see you counseling in a new way as well, and God releasing that in you. And the Lord says, don't shrink back even from stepping into prophetic worship in a deeper way. There's a deeper expression that the Spirit of God is going to release through you, for there's a river that's in you, and it's come out, but now it's like the dam's about to burst, and it's going to begin to flow to a higher high than ever before. The power of God is just going to unleash a new torrent of blessings through you and in you. For God's been pleased. He's been pleased to that you've come to this point, that you've flowed with the flow that he's given you up to this point, but now it's about to burst forward. And the Lord knows that you're willing to do that, but I'm here to tell you, it's going to be different. It's going to sound different. It's a different expression. There's a sound that God does want to release through your fingertips. And as you do that, I just see you going skyward. I see you soaring as the eagle above the storm. For there have been storms that at times have caused you to kind of spiral down, but God says, not anymore. That won't affect your identity. It won't affect who you are. It won't affect your gifting, your anointing. For the Lord says, it's in worship. Your key, your strategy is in worship. That as you release that new expression, you're about to take off as never before. And I see you kind of on a diver's platform. You're about to dive, and someone taps you on the shoulder and say, no, not this platform, the one up. The Lord says, I'm calling you to a higher platform. And you're looking up and thinking, well, that's too high. I'm a little uncomfortable up there. And God is bringing you to a higher level. He's calling you. He's saying, come up hither, come up higher. There are new things I'm going to release in you and through you. And although it might seem scary because it's a new place, God says, as you're stepping into that place, the gift is going to take over. God has really called you to operate in that place. He calls you his handmaiden. He says that you've been available to him 24/7. And I believe that that intercessory anointing is about to stir to a new high. The Lord's going to, I believe, wake you in the night season and say, come apart. I want to speak to you. I want to release new things. So there's a new anointing and a new, there's a new grace to hear from God in the night season. So look for that digital clock. Look for that digital clock to prophesy to you, because I believe at key times, key scriptures are going to flash on that clock, and God's going to say, see the time? Go look it up in Psalms. See that time? Go look it up in Ephesians. There are going to be some key. Your clock is now prophetic. It's now a new prophetic clock. So don't get disappointed anymore with the sound of the alarm. It's all prophetic. God speaking to you through the clock, because the night season is your portion. And as the Lord is doing a new thing in you, it's in this night season that there's a new impartation coming to you and a new understanding. So watch your dreams. Watch the night visions. Watch that digital clock and watch and see the voice of the Lord. The radars, your radars have been up, but it's as if though there's been some interference. But this is a season of clarity for you. The Lord says, I'm going to cause things to be clear. The angel of the Lord goes before you, and he's opening up the way for you so that you can hear with clarity and surety and know the way that you're going. And the Lord says that you're going to rejoice and you're going to enjoy what he's doing in your life.
Well, I just had a sense of weariness over there. Been struggling a little bit with just feeling physically weary. And I also have felt like you were tempted at times to shrug, like, well, you know, what's the use, or, oh, well. And I just want to first echo Clem's word, that there's never been a time when you weren't on a team, when you weren't an asset for the team. One, that God has gotten good work out of you. And he says, good job. I see, second, that he really has given you a heart of mercy for people. You've been poured out in many situations. And it's been tempting to think, well, I've poured so much out. What will be poured into me? Or is my reservoir going to fill back up? God says that my daughter, I have made you to be a open faucet. I did not make you to be a faucet that opened and shut, but I've made you to be an open faucet. And there have been times when you've wondered, well, can't I say no? But the Lord says, my daughter, I've made you to be an open faucet, but I am your supply. You're just the faucet. You're not responsible for the supply of living water that pours forth. You're just the faucet. The Lord says, and my daughter, I have restored many and refreshed many through your open faucet, and I will continue to do so. God also says that you're not to try to remake yourself or reform yourself or get a different image. And what the Lord said to me was that you are curiously modern and old-fashioned at the same time. And only the Lord can do that. That there's a part of you that's old-fashioned, and you're this traditionalist that holds on to things, and you judge things, and you're sober-minded in the sense that you don't just run after fads. But at the same time, there are young people around you that don't see you at all as being old-fashioned or fuddy-duddy. They see you unfiltered, like they see you for you. And this is a gift of the Holy Spirit. You have an ability. God's given you an ability to speak to teenagers, to speak to young people, and they won't just blow you off. They really listen to what you say. This is a trademark of the fact that living water is flowing out of you. In the coming days, I see that God's going to put you together with people that have at many times in the past been like a irritant. They've been, they don't work well with people. They're like something flying around inside of a box and just making noise. But that God's going to give you an ability to, he's going to put people in your path, and the ministry will be pour out to them, and he's going to turn them into people that can produce for the kingdom of God. That's probably a leadership / teaching / coaching gift. That's real precise, wasn't it? I'm trying to give myself as much leeway as possible here, but this, it's a gift there to like calm those atoms down, those human atoms down, until they can do active work for the kingdom of God. And I see God just opening doors for you with teenagers, in particular with teenagers, and that you're going to be able to speak like with laser vision straight to them, and it's going to bear life, and it's going to bear fruit, and it's going to have consequence for the kingdom of God in the coming days. And I also see that the Lord says that in this day, my daughter, I'm also going to be a latter rain for you. I'm going to be a time of refreshing. Times of refreshing are coming to you. Times of being where I will lift you up, and you will not have to lift yourself up, but I will lift yourself up and strengthen you both physically. And I see God just strengthening you, right in your shoulders and your back, just strengthening your back. But he's also going to strengthen you and refresh you in your soul, for there are fresh days coming. And God is going to let you see his glory. Have no idea what that means, but you're going to see his glory. Your mouth is going to drop open. You're going to see things that are absolutely going to surprise you and shock you. And it's just going to be God pulling back the curtain and letting you see what's already there. Wow. Amen. Let's pray. John the Baptist sent two guys to see Jesus. And he said, and the question he told them to ask was, are you really the one? Did I get it right or wrong when I baptized you at the Jordan? John was in captivity then, already been arrested, and was going to face his own death soon. But he sent these two guys, and they asked Jesus, and Jesus said, go back and tell John that the lame walk and the deaf hear, the blind see, the poor have the good news preached to them, the lepers are cleansed, and the dead are raised. What he was doing was listing about 1,000 years before that, the rabbis were arguing, how will we know when the Messiah comes? So they listed these things that had never been done or seen. So what Jesus does is he pulls the rabbinic list out and says, go tell John. I think a really good thing for us to pray for you would be that before you pass over, that you would see all of those signs of the Messiah. That you would see the dead raised and the blind see, the deaf hear, lepers cleansed, lame walk, good news preached to the poor. How about that for prayer?
I want to know that one.
Father, we pray for Clem.
I'm touching Hector too.
And Hector and me and our sister. May she see the signs of the Messiah.
Yes.
May she be able to say to someone else what was said to John's followers in that day. Look, God is. He's opening the eyes of the blind, opening the ears of the deaf, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the good news is preached to the poor, and the dead are raised.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. At that time, too. Yeah. Don't forget about John. He needed that word right then. He was in prison. He knew Herod was angling to find a way to kill him. He needed to hear it.